Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Brian Rooney, who is Deputy Director of the Department of Human Services. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Very good. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with me today, making the headlines the last couple of days. The food stamp at the J&K convenience store in Lansing has been called the food stamp fraud case among the worst ever. Tell me about what's going on at this store, or what has been going on as far as you understand.
Well, the allegations go back for more than a year, and the allegations include the buying and selling of bridge cards, trafficking of bridge cards to include trafficking for rock cocaine, the crack cocaine, if you will, for heroin, for guns. In the short time I've been at Department of Human Services, it's the worst case I've seen. And for our investigators, it's one of the worst they've ever seen.
How did the notice get taken at J&K convenience store, which is now closed, has been boarded up? But what were the red flags that came up a year or so ago that led in the direction of exposing all of this?
Well, we have a pretty sophisticated way of tracking the providers of bridge cards, the people who actually have authority to, you know, use them. Not just the people that have the bridge cards, but the people that are allowed to, you know, take the bridge cards in their shops. And we look at the data, and we collect all the data, and there are indicators to show when somebody is trying to game the system. And then when we have that, we usually send in undercover investigators and do fraudulent buys or trying to sell the bridge card or something like that. And in this particular case, the allegations go back for more than a year because we knew about this, but there were so many bad actors that this was kind of a shining light, if you will, that collected a lot of moths. And we wanted to collect as many moths as we could, and that's why we let it stay open for a while.
And is that how the jig was finally up here, is with some undercover work and they watched it happen?
Yes, there's a lot of good in undercover work from the feds and from the Lansing Police Department and us and others. And, you know, this was really a joint effort that took a long time, but it was well worth it. And, you know, these allegations, if they prove out in court, we'll have five people that are involved in the ownership of the place. And then we have 12 arrest warrants out for people that were using the bridge cards improperly and allegedly illegally.
What kind of fines, or should this bear out in court, what kind of fines or jail or prison time could be involved with these kind of crimes?
Well, some of the people that were arrested from J&K have criminal records, so you're potentially talking a significant period of jail time for some of the folks involved in the ownership of that store, and then for the beneficiaries, if you will, the people that had the bridge cards. You know, they potentially, these are all crimes, these are all fraud, trafficking, racketeering. So they're all going to be either pled out in court, or if they want to have a trial, they'll contest it. But potentially all of them could see jail time.
How does this actually transpire with the bridge cards? How do we get from a bridge card, which is supposed to be used for needy folks, for food and so forth, how do we get from there to drugs, guns, and heroin in terms of how they were able to do this?
Well, you know, no system's perfect, and it's in the nature of man that there are some people that are bad actors in the world. 95% about of our clientele, of the people that utilize the bridge card, utilize it the way it's intended to be used. But you have about 5, 6, 7% bad actors in the world that don't, and they get big headlines. And in cases like this, they should. And this will serve as a deterrent for those in the future that think they can game the system. So we have investigators on the front end and the back end to try to catch people before they get the benefits, or if they already get the benefits, to track them. And then once we find out about that, we'll investigate it vigorously and prosecute it to the fullest extent of the law.
Now, I know Director Maura Corrigan has been on this show before as well at DHS, and she has talked about this being one of her priorities is to kind of help clean up this system. Exposing some of this is certainly steps in that direction.
Absolutely. Director Corrigan, being a former Supreme Court Justice, in fact, former Chief Justice, I was a former prosecutor. We're both very interested in making sure that we get benefits to those that are truly needy, and the people that are gaming the system or defrauding the system, abusing it, whatnot, will be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And you know, we've had cases with local prosecutors or Attorney General Schuette that, you know, our track record since January when we came aboard is very aggressive in making sure that the people that deserve and need the bridge cards get it, and those that are abusing it or defrauding it get prosecuted.
Are there other, obviously without specifics, are there other cases similar to this, maybe not to this magnitude, but certainly folks being watched for the same kinds of activities?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, part of what we rely upon, besides looking at that and traditional investigative techniques, is the public, because people out there, you know, are familiar with the bridge card, and they can see whether somebody is utilizing it improperly or not. And we rely a lot of times on tips or from the press, and those are all good things. That's the system that works. You know, it's all Michiganders trying to be good citizens, and we're trying to be good stewards of the citizens' money. And so, we look for those kind of tips for, you know, viewers or listeners of yours to bring them to the Department of Human Services so that we can investigate.
Well, and it seems that neighbors also kind of in the area of this J&K convenience store were wondering about all the traffic that was going on as well. That didn't seem quite right either.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people aren't stupid. You can, when you see a bad situation going on, you know, you can use your common sense to say, you know what, something doesn't smell right to me here. And that's when you need to call the Department of Human Services and say, you know, something might be going awry with your program, and we'd like you to check it out. And, you know, that's what happens a lot of times throughout the state, and that's how we get a lot of the bad actors that are out there.
Are you encouraged with legislation both in the House and the Senate, bills that have been presented to kind of crack down on the abuse of bridge cards?
Yeah, our administration has a great relationship with the legislature, and we've been working very closely with the different senators and representatives to make our system even tighter so that, you know, there is integrity in the system and that people, citizens, can say Department of Human Services is doing a good job. That's our goal.
Well, because the bridge card system is a great system, but as you said, there are always going to be people who, instead of using their thoughts towards good, use them towards ill and mess it up for a lot of folks. So congratulations on uncovering this one and many more, I hope.
Well, we will. And, you know, as long as there's bad actors in the world, and there always will be, we'll be out looking for them, be ever vigilant regarding. We are going to make sure that the people that are truly needy get what they need, and the people that aren't get what they deserve.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Thank you so much, for your time and walking us through this process this evening. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Brian Rooney, who is Deputy Director of the Michigan Department of Human Services. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.